we always talk about just give us a yard. It's still our job to make sure that they don't score. And today we had some opportunities there to prevent some scores and did a good job of it. That's pretty much it. I mean, honestly, man, we really haven't lost any of that optimism. Even at 0-6, we felt as though we could still, climb out of the hole we were in. We still are in the hole, but obviously it feels good to have 3 in a row here and 2 more games in a row at home. And we're starting to play with a lot of confidence. And, that's something that hopefully we can continue to build on and continue to, get back in this race. He's starting to get a little more comfortable and starting to trust himself. For him, man, the sky's the limit. He knows that. We all know that. So we're just trying to be as positive with him and making sure he knows that, he's the next coming of, something great around here. And I think that, he's starting to get back. And that's kind of scary because he hasn't played bad, but he can play tremendously better once he gets back to his old form. Yeah, that's going to be in my dreams tonight. Yeah. It's just something that, we'd seen in practice, and I got a good read on it. And unfortunately, I couldn't get my other hand up to get 2 hands on it. But it was a good play. We got us off the football field. But believe me, it was an opportunity that I feel like I missed. And, hopefully we get the opportunity to do that again. Nah, I don't believe that. That's how it has happened this year. But it's been years around here when obviously we've started fast and hadn't been put in a hole like this. But for us, that's where we are, and hopefully we don't have to get back to that brink to keep our focus. Right now, our focus is pretty good, and we're playing together as a football team. It wasn't pretty today, but when is it? As long as we stay together as a football team and continue to do, and support each other, we'll be fine. I was telling him it's a good thing that he doesn't play offense, because I had a block where he could have hit the sideline and he cuts back. All these guys want to get the open field. But it was great though, man. Everyone knows his story and how he's fought back from injuries, and he's been a consistent, just a great atmosphere around him. And for him to come back and continue to play, he had defensive player of the week, 2 weeks ago against Philadelphia, and had another awesome game today. So for him, man, I'm hoping that he continues to do this, because he's a big part of our success. Well, obviously I didn't do it as well as I should have. He's slippery, man. It's time. It's 5 or 6 times there I feel like I should have had a sack, and he kind of, puts on the afterburners and makes us all feel like we're running in quicksand. But that's kind of the way of the quarterback now. I know we have kind of the slowest Methuselah Eli, but it seems like every guy we're playing against, you look at their combine, it's 4.3s, 4.4s, 4.5 type quarterbacks, and you just got to find a way to, make sure that he doesn't get out of pocket. He did a few times, but defense was able to, rally to that and keep him from making big plays that we had seen him, make against other teams.